but surely becoming the supreme moral factor in the world's progress and the accepted arbiter of the world's disputes.
In 1915, Henry Ford had hired an Atlantic steamboat and filled it up with pacifists and social workers to go over to explain to the princelings of Europe that what they were doing was vicious and silly. It wasn't his fault that poor Richard's common sense no longer rules the world, and that most of the pacifists were nuts, goofy with headlines. When William Jennings Bryan, Secretary of State, went over to Hoboken to see him off, somebody handed William Jennings Bryan a squirrel in a cage. William Jennings Bryan made a speech with the squirrel under his arm. Henry Ford threw American Beauty roses to the crowd. The band played, "I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier." 2 years later, Ford's was manufacturing munitions, Eagle boats. Henry Ford was planning one-man tanks and one-man submarines. He announced to the press that he'd turn over his war profits to the government. But there's no record that he ever did.